good morning to you. Are you doing well? Well, you're not doing as good as I am, let me tell you. Because, you know, I am just so good. It's hard for people to believe how good I am. I do my homework. I wear the best shoes. I am always on time. I am just fabulous. You did know that, though, didn't you? I can tell by your faces you knew that. Yes, yes, yes. I'm not like them. You know them. They're not always good. They're not always fabulous like me. No, no, no. But let me introduce you to my schoolmate, because, well, she's not like me. Here you go. Oh, I'm so glad I made it to church today, because it's been a rough morning. First of all, I didn't finish my chores. I talked back to my mama, and I was mean to my brother and sister. I really, really am so sorry. I need to be here in church because I need to pray and I need to ask God to help me. I need to ask him to make me strong so that I know who he is and I can share love and I can share, period, whatever I have, time, talents, or money. So, I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad God listens. So that's what our scripture is going to be about. Two people who go to church and are very, very different. And it doesn't tell us what happens to them afterwards. But after that little minute for stewardship we had, I want to see what we can do with our faith. What is it, besides praying, which is necessary and the first step always, but how do we express our love? Well, one of them is to listen to our parents, right? Listen to our teachers. Be kind to our siblings. Be kind to everybody in school, even if they're not kind. And the other opportunity we have here is to fill those shoeboxes. Now, I don't know if you pay attention to the news, but there's a lot of chaos out there. You know, there's wars where people's homes have been destroyed, and there are children out there without food or clothing for this cold winter coming up. And we have the opportunity to fill these shoeboxes to let them know that people care and to give them something of their own. Don't you like to have something of your own that you don't have to share? Well, sometimes it's good to hold on to it for a little bit, but then you're so happy you just can't help but share it. You can gloat and flaunt it in front of others, but the best way to do it is to share, because now not only are you happy, but someone else is happy. So let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for all the opportunities to come into your house or anywhere to pray and ask for your love and forgiveness. Lord, we ask that for ourselves and for others, and give us the strength and the joy and the hope to share with others, especially through our Operation Christmas Child. In Christ's name, amen.